This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. An upcoming play called Alice in the Antipathies uses Lewis Carroll's beloved book about Alice's adventures in Wonderland as a starting off point to examine issues like migration and identity. And it focuses particularly on the Malayali diaspora that moved from India to Malaysia and then to Australia. The show is on from the 26th to the 29th of September at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre. And joining me to tell us more are the show's creator, Dr. Sasi Victua, director Chandrabanu, and performer Sabera Sheikh. Thank you for joining me, everyone.
Thank you, Sharmila, for having us today. Yeah.
So, Alice in the Antipathies, that's a line that's inspired by a particular line of dialogue in Alice in Wonderland. Sasi, I assume that comes from you. You wrote the play.
Yes.
So how did this inspire this production that will be staged?
I've been using Alice as my protagonist for my work because it allows me access to Australian audience. And the reason for it is because there was a review where they said it was interesting work, but indecipherable. And so it made me think about how to connect on the level of the audience that is there and still be able to get my information across. And in Alice in Antipathies, I was looking at migrant people's challenges. I mean, it's always in with the hope that people arrive and what they have to go through to find a space and a place of belonging is an interesting journey for each person. And they all have individual stories to tell. And this is my story. It's been modified to make it interesting and, you know, as stories need to be. But other than that, there are lots of my own journey, my challenges, things to do with fitting into the art scene in Australia. That's been another a problem, another challenge. But I'm well and truly there now in the art scene. I've pushed my way through. Anyway, yeah.
So the production is a... you're originally from Malaysia, you're now settled in Australia.
Yes.
And it's being directed by Chandra, who is also settled in Australia now. Mm-hmm. And then it's being staged here in Malaysia with Masakini, which is a Malaysian theatre company. How did these collaborations come about and merge to become the end product?
I think, Sabera, I met you a long time ago, so you
yeah,
tell your
story. Yeah, Sasi came about two or almost 3 years ago and was looking for a producer. And I was very attracted to the fact that the story was going to be told via a kawat. Mm-hmm. And I love kawats.
Maybe you want to explain what a kawat is.
Which is a storytelling box, used by folk tale or storytellers from in Jaipur. So that attracted me. And so I said, yeah, I'll do the production, you know. And then that's how... And then Sasi requested Chandra to do the directing, and here we are, 2 years down the road.
And what attracted you to wanting to be a part of this project, Chandra?
Well, many, many things. Partly because Sasi and I have been friends since we were at university, and we've remained friends. Apart from that, I've actually produced my own version of Alice, where... Again, the whole question of migration and the whole question of belonging comes up. But the subject matter of Alice and Lewis Carroll's brilliance in weaving this sort of set of stories designed for children originally, but it's become a universal. People can identify with that Alice falling through the rabbit hole. And I think... the possibilities of weaving one's own personal stories, one's own heights and lows in life are all there. In a way, I think we are all Alice, you know, in some form in our lives. So making it into a thematic story in terms of migration, of settling, of identification, of acceptance or rejection is not something I'm unfamiliar with. You know, most of my works have to do with that.
Mm. And you're calling it a multi-performance, multidisciplinary show. What does that actually mean? What will we be seeing?
Because I'm primarily an artist.
A visual artist.
That makes me want to put my art form into the theatre. And the best way was for me to include my artworks as projections in the theatre. So it's actually it's not the disciplinary thing. It's multi-form, that is. And we have the theatre with actors, the real 3D, plus we have 2D forms in the back. And so as an audience, you become immersed in the experience. So hopefully, you know, my ideas around it work, you know, in the theatre.
And how does all this fit into that idea of the kawad or the storytelling box?
I think we decided to make the kawad the central feature, that the stories come tumbling out of the kawad once it's opened. But there are also characters, you know, like we've got the character of Ganesha, the elephant god, who is also the storyteller and also a bit mischievous. And then we've got the various characters. And I think with the form of the theatre is that it is actors, you know, it's a dramatic form with actors speaking lines. But there are a lot of other things going on at the same time, simultaneously. You've got the kawad, the projections on the kawad, but then you've also got certain props and certain ways of moving. You know, having done most of my work in dance theatre, I'm sort of very at home, and I'm very very happy to be working with actors, most of whom are very experienced. And just to see the way that the actors bring their own sort of interpretation or their own sort of ideas into this multidimensional work is really very exciting.
Mm. And Sashi, what is the actual narrative that we will be seeing in the show?
It's basically opening the storybook, and out of it unfolds the history of the people from Kerala, because that's where my origins are. And looking at the people from Kerala in all walks of life, you know, they've always, they do really well in different, you know, areas in life, and they are very vocal in lots of ways. So I thought, this is a good way for me to present it. And then it unfolds with the child being born into a family and the differences between privileged and non-privileged and the restrictions in life, the cultural restrictions. And in this story, I deal with the mother as the gatekeeper of the social values and the minder of keeping traditions, and how in a lot of ways children are restricted with it, you know, and I'm saying culture is a fluid thing and it needs to move with whatever is happening and with the type of child you have. It's not one kind of child who, they're not all going to be doctors and lawyers and accountants, which is the normal, you know, stereotypical jobs that are used, you know, people are pushed into, or they And the ones that deviate from it are different kinds of children. I mean, each one of us are different in this show.
Yes, but the mother still wants you to be someone. She says you could have been something. Being an artist is nothing. You know, you're always poor, you're always struggling, you know. So there's still this need to have someone with a profession rather than an artist, you know.
So in a way, it's while it's a story of migration, it's also a story about not just identity, but learning to figure out that identity for oneself.
There's a very undercurrent line in it, I think, is about mothers and daughters. Mm-hmm. Because that's the way I've approached it. You know, there is something about mothers and daughters. apart from that, of course there is. There is also this ongoing thing. For me, I've approached it like it's also about aging. Mm. You know, about aging and changing. And then the generational, divide between two generations. And then I've worked it out in the way that there are personal histories, and then there's the social history of the Kerala Malayalis. Mm-hmm. And working with personal histories, I think it's really important because people can identify with certain moments. People can identify with the characters in some way during the play. And that's why I say we're all Alice's, you know.
So who are the main characters in the story, and who are the actors that will be playing them?
We've got Sukanya Venugopal as Asha, and there's Ross Papalardo as Alice. There's Praveen Arakia as Ganesha and the father, and there's me as the Red Queen and the mother.
Ah, you're performing as well,
yes.
Sabera.
Okay.
So it's you mentioned earlier, Chandra, and I'm quite interested to hear about this from Sabera's perspective as well, because both of you work in art forms that are very driven by movement and sort of that visual aspect of presenting a story. So how does that pan out in this particular show?
I've used a lot of movement, but not so much as dance movement. I'm quite used to working with actors who are not dancers. So you have to actually keep testing, you know, in terms of what the experience of movement is. And apart from that, I think the script is really very crucial. And I try and use the script. I don't want to make it too obvious in terms of the movements. You know, of course, in my form of dance, in Indian dance, you've got the mudras and everything is so specific. Whereas here, I'm trying to use more of a psychological idea of movement patterns. Apart from that, I work very much with movements of people on stage. You know, I actually design the movements to work with the script and the dialogue. And I think with Sabira's work as well, which I'm also quite familiar, there's always that depth that she can bring with regards to just a few movements. You know, moments where it is filled with a kind of emotive expression. So it's been a delight. And I think all four of the actors has risen up to that challenge. You know, we have very little time. We have a very short development time. Mm. But I have to say, they've worked really beautifully well.
No, I think, yeah, you're very right. The four of us have been very, very happy to work with you, really, Chandra. And we've been like together, you know. And you will see that on stage.
Mm. Yeah. And in telling a story that bridges both Australia and Malaysia, as well as going back to the roots, you know, back to Kerala, Sasi, how did you balance these different elements in, I suppose, appealing to audiences that come from both places?
That it's a really good question, but the balance of it has been my quest right through the whole narrative, and not too much of one and not too much of the other, and having them move seamlessly from one to the other, that has been very tricky. But it's happened and it's there and the people who come can see it. The accent from Roz is very definitely Australian. That tells you that it's a different thinking space, a different manner, and she is more, you know, forward and brazen and able to speak her mind and often doesn't understand the value systems and the manner in which Asians behave, and so that's brought out in the work. So, it apart from having the two different countries, there's another thing. I had a real definite need to explain it in a way that both countries can understand, because it's about linking, connecting and creating understanding. So I'm hoping that it'll get through, you know, and it's every writer's, you know.
I think it comes out very well, the way Chandra's directed us. It comes out very, very well indeed. And I don't think the audience will miss it.
Yeah. It moves very fast because it's not like a three-act play. It's just there's only really one act from start to finish. So you've really got to go with the actors, with the characters, and with what they have to say. I've had to actually work very fast. And then the breaks in between each scene, for instance, will just morph, really. It's a kind of a morphing in time, and the timelines are all mixed up. But with the theme of Alice, of course, you know that happens. On yes. one hand, you've got the Mad Hatter, yeah. and then you've got the Red Queen, who suddenly turns into the mother. So all this, I think, is part of that fantasy, part of that phantasmagoric is the word I like to use. Phantasmagoric experience of falling into a space, say for the Malayalis coming from India to Malaya, and then for their children to go on to another foreign country, a Western country, and thus having to each time find an identity that they could relate to. Mm. So in the end, I think the play says that, look, you're neither here nor there, but you're in both places, you're in both spaces. Parts of it will remain with you.
So the thing with Alice in Wonderland that a lot of people find very difficult to answer is, what is it actually about? But I want to turn that to you and ask each of you, and the answers could perhaps be different for each of you as well. What is Alice in the Antipathies about?
Well, for me, because I have actually done a great deal of research on Lewis Carroll, there are so many themes within it. As he wove that story for the children, there are themes of colonialism, there are themes of drugs, you know, there are themes of political madness, mm-hmm. in a way, of the Victorian era. There are themes of nature. Say, for instance, the characters and the nature characters like the caterpillar. The dodo bird, mm-hmm. which is one of my favorite characters, and then there's always this this thing of manners and etiquette, whether you belong. Like, am I to fit in at all? Says Alice. You know, I mean, where are you going to fit in?
Yeah.
In my work on Alice, which I did years ago, the Anglo-Indian girl says that, am I to fit in at all? You know, where am I going to fit in? So. Thematically, you could actually build on any part of the book, the narrative, and identify.
Yeah.
And in fact, I was telling Sabira as well, you know, remember I said to you that once we finish this project, we've got to send a copy to Oxford because they've got an entire archive of people who have used Alice for their work.
As inspiration, yeah.
Well, it's everything that Chandra has said, but it's put into local words, into English, but it's a local experience, you know? But it's not all serious. It's quite funny too. So it's not that you're going to sit for 75 minutes and watch somebody talking and talking. It's a lot of fun. You come in for a bit of a giggle and
remember. You can't be inspired by Alice and not have a bit of fun.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so yeah. So that it's not, yeah, it's a quite a fun play. Mm. So I hope audiences will come and buy tickets thinking that it will be something an enjoyable evening, you know?
I think it has everything.
Yes,
it's
it does.
Got
yeah.
drama.
Yes.
It's got the emotional sort of moments.
Yes.
It's got lots of humour.
Yes.
Because lots. You can't do Alice without humour.
Yes.
Lots of humour. And then the moments of, quietness where one is contemplate, for instance, one's future. And as I say, you can identify with any of the characters.
Yes, yeah.
And Sasi, do you want to wrap up by telling us what Alice in the Antipathies is about for you?
For me, it's an unfolding of all the thought processes I've had from leaving home. In a way, it's like in a nutshell, my life, you know, working out my own personal journey. So it's in a way a way of being visible, you know, because when you leave Malaysia, you're seen in terms of absence. And when you are in Australia, you're not quite posited there either. So you drift on that level of being in one place and another and returning and never quite belonging in any particular space. And that, I'm saying that you don't need to belong in any space. You can just belong in your head, you know.
Well, as one of the characters in the play says, there is no turning back, Alice.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for
thank
having
you so
us.
Much for having us.
I've been speaking to the people behind an upcoming play called Alice in the Antipathies, creator Dr. Sasi Victoire, director Chandra Banu and performer Sabira Sheikh. The show is on from the 26th to the 29th of September at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre. Tickets are priced from RM65 to RM200 and are available at dpac.com.my. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app or on Spotify. Coming up after this at 4 p.m. on Health and Living, we have an open clinic with dietitian Dr. Winnie Chi. If you have any questions on diet and nutrition, you can start sending your questions in now via WhatsApp at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also call us at 03-7733-2900 after the 4 p.m. news. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.